John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Nils Lofgren is on the line. Hey, Nils.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Excited to have a good run of shows in the East and looking forward to coming your way.
Do you know about this theater? Do you know this theater is famous?
Yeah, I've been there.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, I think I played there. Oh, God, it's all a blur now. I'm also counting on Phoenixville to help me celebrate 50 years on the road at the beginning of September.
This was the theater from the movie The Blob.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where they all go running out of the theater because The Blob is coming through the screen.
Right.
You and I are the only two people on this call right now who actually saw that movie when it came out.
Yeah, that's right.
You started out as an accordion player.
Right? Yeah, you know, I don't know why, but every seemed like all my friends in South Side of Chicago played accordion. When I was 5 years old, I asked my parents for lessons, and they didn't realize they were going to pay for 9 years of them. But I took to it, and after the waltzes and polkas, my teachers took me into classical music. That was a great musical education and backdrop when I picked up the blues guitar and fell in love with the Beatles, the Stones, Staxville, Motown, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, the whole lot, which I kind of discovered through the Beatles and Stones and the British Invasion, we call it.
Wasn't Keith a major influence on you?
Yeah, he still is. George Harrison, Keith Richards, Pete Townsend, they're massive influences and still are. To me, Keith is still an underrated guitar player because he writes songs. He writes themes that you can build entire songs around that are classic, and that's how he naturally hears things. So, like, he's a writer, not just a guitar player,
right,
and a composer.
Now, I spoke to you about this before because you were, like, 17, 18 years old when you worked on Neil Young's After the Gold Rush, right?
I was 18 when I did After the Gold Rush. Yeah, I met Neil when I was 17, and we started a friendship. And just a couple months ago, he called me to sub in on 5 Crazy Horse shows in California, which I did.
Oh, wow. Yes. That must have been fun.
Well, big, big fun. I met those guys, you know, almost 50 years ago at a nightclub in Washington, D.C.
But at that time, did you play piano? Because, I mean, you were, like, fresh off the accordion at 18 years old.
Yeah, you know what? They said we'd be doing some guitar, singing, and keyboards and piano. And I said, well, I'm not a professional piano player. And they knew about my accordion history, and they had confidence I could come up with some simple parts, which surprised me. And
so that's you on piano on Southern Man?
Yeah, I play guitar on Tell Me Why, mm-hmm. just me and Neil singing across from each other, and Till the Morning Comes. Neil played on Birds and the title track. I played on Only Love Can Break Your Heart, uh-huh. Don't Let It Bring You Down, Southern Man, Cripple Creek Ferry, sang all over the record, and again, guitar on those other couple numbers. So I got to be part of the core band for the month.
That song has a strange time signature. It starts out one way and ends up another.
Like you said, you know, the song, the body of the song and the singing is halftime. You know, bum, bum, Southern Man, bum, bum, whack, da-dun, da. And then after jamming on that, I started double time. The old, the accordion.
Sure.
Polka thing, I started double timing the left hand in octaves, and Ralphie started double timing the backbeat, so it was whack, back, back. It was just a great groove, and when they came back from lunch, Neil and David Briggs asked, you know, what the heck that was, and so that's Southern Man with a Polka Beat. And they loved it and said, we're going to do that in the solo at the end, and it's a dramatic shift of gears, and certainly was an accident and a cool thing that my accordion days led to a cool arrangement change.
Nils Lofgren is our guest. He will be at the Colonial Theater tomorrow night. Nils, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for checking in.
Yeah, man, thanks for spreading the word. And my website, nilslofgren.com, has a lot of free music there and video and stuff for people to check out and all the other dates. We're going to do a great show for you in Phoenixville, and I appreciate you spreading the word.